It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York's Medicaid program has long been one of the largest in the country. But after years of controlled growth, more and more people are signing up, all while federal funding is shrinking. Governor Cuomo may be closing a $6 billion budget gap, most of which stems from the state's Medicaid spending, one of the top goals for the next fiscal year. WNYC State Capitol reporter Fred Mogul is here in the studio with me now to talk about what this means for taxpayers and roughly one-third of New Yorkers who receive Medicaid. Hi, Fred.
Good morning, Richard.
So I understand there's actually a pretty quick answer to how the governor plans to close the Medicaid gap, and it's been a go-to solution for many of Albany's biggest problems, and this is appoint a commission. Can you tell us about this group and its marching orders?
Yes, we like our blue ribbon panels. and we're very short of specifics at the moment now for what this will look like. Cuomo is modeling it after one he convened in his first term. One of the very first things he did in 2011 when he took office, he convened a Medicaid redesign team, MRT. And this team had dozens of people. They represented insurers, hospitals, healthcare workers, patient advocates, elderly, long-term care people. And it came up with a lot of ways to curb healthcare spending. And actually, by all accounts, for critics on the left and the right, didn't think it was perfect, but they think it did actually reduce the cost of Medicaid. It did so without harming patients and maybe even improving some things around the margin. But a lot of the money that paid for it came through Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Its costs have been going up. People got a huge pay raise when the higher minimum wage kicked in. And so long-term care actually has been a fast skyrocketing component of this. And so now new issues have emerged, and Cuomo wants to get the team back together. He flashed on the screen jokingly the Avengers, Captain America, and Iron Man. He said he's getting this back together. They have until April 1st to find $2.5 million worth of savings and close this Medicaid gap.
All right. So now when you're overspending, you can either, well, spend less or raise more money. Do we know what this group wants to do here?
It seems like a little of both, not too surprisingly. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to what the governor said about his mandate to this group.
Zero impact on local governments. Zero impact on beneficiaries. Find industry efficiencies and or additional industry revenue. Root out waste, fraud, and abuse. And get this done in time for the April 1 budget.
Now, some of that zoomed by very quickly. Let me unpack it just a little bit. Cuomo said, you know, whatever they do, they can't hurt the 6 million New Yorkers on Medicaid or the local governments who do pay a small part of Medicaid funding. Mm-hmm. A big chunk of it, of course, comes from the federal government, too. Then he said, find industry efficiencies or additional industry revenue. Now, that could be anything. We don't know what that means. One reporter asked the budget director if that meant, for instance, raising taxes on health insurance. The budget director said that's a possibility.
All right. So what's the response been?
You know, people are waiting to see who the governor appoints with input from the legislature. We're not sure what that means exactly. The health insurers are very nervous.
Quote-unquote input.
Input, yes. We don't know. Health insurers are very nervous. The State Health Plan Association said they're concerned about further cuts in Medicaid, meaning how much they're allowed to charge.
Well, health insurers. I thought Medicaid is a public health insurance. Why are health insurers involved in this?
Well, it is, but it's largely administered by something called Medicaid Managed Care Companies. They're basically HMOs. They're insurance companies that sometimes have a division. They might have cover you or me, but they might have a division that covers Medicaid recipients.
Okay.
And they control which doctors people can see, how much those doctors get paid. And these HMOs basically get a fixed amount for each enrollment.
All right, but so insurance companies really don't want to see the state's rates go down. Does anyone else have a say?
Well, the biggest players are the hospitals and the healthcare workers unions. They work very closely together. Management and labor work very closely together in New York hospitals. They spend vast sums lobbying Albany. They got a big raise in 2019, as I alluded to, with the minimum wage going up.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid of, you know, giving that back, of facing big cuts. And yet they are surprisingly upbeat about the overhaul Cuomo was talking about. Here's Ken Raske. He's the president of the Greater New York Hospital Association.
I'm very optimistic that they will come up with some new and innovative ideas, a fresh look at how things can be changed to increase efficiencies, reduce costs, and at the same time, see what's paramount is to maintain the quality, if not only to maintain it, but to expand it in the future.
Now, Ken Raske gets paid a lot of money, more than $1 million a year, to be optimistic, but also to drive really hard bargains behind closed doors in Albany, hard bargains that benefit hospitals and healthcare workers. He sounds to me like he's confident in the cards he and his allies are holding, And they're not too worried about too much money coming from their hide when it comes to finding $2.5 billion in savings.
And Fred, just finally, earlier you mentioned skyrocketing enrollment in long-term care. This sounds like a big deal. I mean, can you explain what the program is? Is this because people are living longer?
Well, it is. More people are enrolling. More people are also we have the silver tsunami. More people are retiring. Mm-hmm. But also they've changed how they created and administered this program. There does seem to be some evidence that the gatekeepers are perhaps either letting in too many people or doling out too generous benefits. Governor Cuomo was alluding to this. We'll see very heated debate about this in the coming months. This is a program that they claim has grown 300% between the years 2013 and 2019, quadrupling. So that's a lot of growth. It's 5% of the Medicaid recipients for one-third of all Medicaid spending. So that is a huge ratio. Yeah. They're looking to the cities and localities to help them
rein it in,
get control of that. But there will be a lot of activity around that in the coming months.
All right. WMYC's Fred Mogul. Fred, thanks for unpacking that for us.
Thank you, Richard.